Starbucks says it is eager to share the lessons it learns about adaptive farming with coffee growers around the globe. For big coffee companies buying from a variety of small suppliers, the argument goes, there's no value in trying to gain a competitive advantage by hoarding trade secrets. Improving all coffee growers' abilities to survive climate change benefits the entire industry, Schultz says. The company's network of farmer support centers distributes free seeds, teaches new adaptation methods, and serves as a resource for farmers who are eager to learn how to adapt, regardless of whether they do business with Starbucks. It may be hard for people to understand why we are sharing all this information, says Schultz. If we don't, there's going to be tremendous adverse pressure on the coffee industry. Starbucks will find plenty of interest in the results of its research. Dwindling supply is a big problem for an industry that projects global coffee demand to double by 2050, driven by population increases and a growing coffee-addicted middle class in Asia, Africa, and elsewhere. As a result, nearly every major coffee retailer is paying closer attention to the source of its beans than ever before. The companies whose products touch nearly every American household, think Starbucks, Keurig, Green Mountain, J.M. Smucker, and countless others, have installed themselves at the ground level of the coffee supply chain in a way unimaginable even a generation ago. Small farmers now interact directly with big-name coffee retailers after years of dealing with local traders only. In the beginning, it was scary, says Sarah Bogantes Vargas, a regional coordinator for the industry-funded World Coffee Research, WCR, of the farmers' reaction to seeing the Starbucks farm in their backyard. But Bogantes Vargas says the planters quickly came to welcome the industry's help. WCR, for which Bogantes Vargas travels around Central America to meet with farmers, is a consortium supported by dozens of major coffee retailers, distributors, and exporters. The institute pumps millions of dollars into lab research and coffee field trials every year. The scale is enormous. WCR's $18 million coffee monitoring program, for example, covers 1,100 farms in 20 countries. It includes on-the-ground training for farmers, technical assistance throughout the trials, and supply chain analysis. In each of those farms, located from Peru to Kenya, WCR has taken over a small portion of farmers' land for an experiment testing coffee varieties and various adaptive farming methods. WCR and partner agronomists plant different coffee hybrids, take soil samples, and test techniques like planting trees for shade.